Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple for hour number three, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We got our man TJ Houshmandzadeh, former Pro Bowl wide receiver and co-host of Up On Game Saturdays right here on Fox Sports Radio. He will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. And what an hour it's going to be. We're going to get into some stuff. This is going to be fun. But first, Rob, I do have to say this real quick. Our man Marty from Kentucky, I don't know if you saw this tweet. He called in last hour, and this is what he said, Rob, because he was talking about our foul or fair. He said, 2 years a committed listener. This is what he tweeted. And P1 caller. And I can't ever recall agreeing with Chris over Rob in baseball. But today marks a first because Chris's point on Fernando Tatis Jr.'s errors dropping him below Vlad Jr. is spot on, in my opinion.
What?
The crush is real. And it is real.
What? I don't have a crush on Tatis.
What they call it? A man crush?
Man,
that's what
crush,
they call him.
Right.
All right, but
He's an exciting player. You gotta admit that.
He's great. He's great and he's excited. He's fun to watch. There's no doubt. He got swag. He got the whole package. No doubt. LeBron tweeted and deleted. I don't know why LeBron deleted this. Why would you tweet that out and then delete it? Now,
could it have been
strategic? I just don't even get, because he's smart enough to know and you know, well-versed enough on social media to know that once you tweet it, it's going to be out there, especially him. But anybody, to be honest, but, you know, as big as he is, it's going to be out there. So, you know, taking it down, it just doesn't serve any purpose. You can't even say, oh, yo, I was doing it to, you know, just throw it out there and then play with y'all. But that doesn't make any difference. You know what I mean? So I don't know why he did it, but look, he spoke his mind. I'm cool with it. I'm just saying facts are facts. Ain't nobody got nothing against the Lakers. I mean, some people do. Yeah, there are guys that don't like the Lakers, there's no doubt. But they're also objective analysts. And because they're objective, they got to bring up the age. Y'all old, bruh. Y'all old. And you too. You about to be in your 19th year. You've made the most of your age. Nobody's ever played this well at your stage of their career, but you are old for a basketball player. You right? And so is a lot of your teammates. Anthony Davis is injury prone. And Rob, anybody going to deny that?
Facts. I mean, just go look at how many games he's played. Right. Hey, he went out there with a broken leg trying to prove that he ain't hurt.
Right, that I'm a ball through it. And Russell Westbrook, y'all ain't a match made in heaven. Now, I've said maybe they'll make it work. LeBron is a smart player. Maybe he can make it work. But you're not a match made in heaven. It's just a fact. And so I don't think anybody, I mean, in the media, Rob, yeah, you got people that, you know, give hot takes and all that. But I think for the most part, Rob, people just looking at the facts. And if you overcome, you're going to get love. That's all there is to it.
No, I agree. I don't think it's outrageous that people are pointing out the age of the team, the players, you know, trying to stay healthy, all these 35 and older players. Like there's just too many concerns, Chris. You know, I told you I'm out on the Lakers because too many things have to go right. It's already right. I said that last year, and it was just AD and LeBron. And now you're going to add, you know, three or four more older players and expect everybody to be able to stay healthy and be a cohesive unit. I think it's very difficult to do that. We see more and more injuries. Look at all the stars who were hurt this past postseason, Chris. Like, unbelievable, right? It felt
right.
like a million.
Absolutely.
Felt like a million players were hurt. So I just my thing is, I think you don't have to respond to everything. That's just me, Chris. Even as a reporter, I love it. It's good for what we do. You know, you want people to comment about certain things, but I just, if I were a player, I don't think I would feel compelled to respond to everything. You know, like, people have their opinion. I don't see this as such a hot take that they're old. You know what I mean? I really don't.
Right.
If somebody wanted to say they're not going to make the playoffs, that's a hot take, right?
Right.
That would be a hot take. But that they're old and there's too many concerns and it ain't the best fit, I don't think that's a hot take at all. I think that's Captain Obvious. I think Jason McIntyre could do his whole morning show on that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that? Rob G? Sorry.
That was a good one.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But you get my point.
Yes.
Like, this is not some crazy take where you're like, this guy's in left field. I think this is, other than a handful of people, you know, Chris, this is what the majority of analysts and reporters or whatever are talking about.
Right. No doubt about it. All right, let's move on, Robin. This is related because it is another superstar athlete, another all-time great, complaining about the perception of her. And Simone Biles... And she was interviewed, you know, she finished with the bronze medal in the event she did compete in at the Olympics in Tokyo. And she was interviewed afterwards by Mike Tirico. And she gave a strange answer to one of his questions about battling through, you know, the challenge and, you know, winning the medal and all that stuff. And here it is.
Can you share with us the loneliness of being expected to win and hearing that you're the GOAT all the time, but still having to go out and prove it time after time after time. How hard is that?
I feel like it's hard, but it's harder being a female athlete because, you know, everybody prays for your downfall and wants you to mess up and all of that stuff. And I don't think they take in consideration of our mental health because what we do isn't easy or else everybody could do it. But also at the end of the day, we're not just athletes or entertainment. We're human too. And we have emotions and feelings and things that we're working through behind the scenes that we don't tell you guys about. And so I just think it's something that people should be more aware of.
I'm sorry, Rob.
You go because I can't do it. I can't. I'm destroyed.
It is not, listen to me. It is not harder being a female athlete. It's just not. Now, if a female athlete wants to say, we don't get paid the same amount of money as men.
Then they're spot on.
Yes, but there's a reason for the most part. It's because your sport doesn't generate the revenue.
Except
it's
for the women's soccer.
That's well,
the
that's only where thing. They got right. the one argument.
Yep.
The women's U.S. soccer team, which generates more money than the men, should make more money.
No doubt, Chris.
That's
the one. Am I right?
That's
yep.
it. I don't want to hear a WNBA player talk about we don't make what the NBA players make. Because you don't generate, come on, a fraction of the money. I mean, that's even being kind. And so... It is just not harder because there's not as much attention on your sport, so there's not as much scrutiny, okay? I have never in my life seen a female athlete in any sport of any kind get the type of criticism LeBron James gets. Not even close. Never in my life seen a female athlete get the type of criticism Kevin Durant gets. It just doesn't happen. And so I don't know why in the world she threw in female athlete. Because, Rob, that is just factually incorrect. There, I say it all the time. And look, I look through the eyes of other people. So I try to look my best to look through the eyes of an athlete. And I got to admit, it would be hard for me to have shows on every day. And a lot of times they're criticizing us. That's not happening to female athletes. Get up, first take, around the horn, PTI, undisputed, the herd, first things first, speak for yourself. They're not talking about female athletes. They're talking about male superstar athletes every day, and a lot of times it's critical, sometimes even unfairly. That it's just not the equivalent. So to say, and then to say there are people praying for you to fail, what?
Right, right.
I mean, is there an American that didn't want Simone Biles to do well?
Who?
Or any female athlete that was representing the United States not to do well?
And here's the other thing, too, Chris. If LeBron James pulled out of the Olympics and said he couldn't play, or the NBA Finals, or whatever, oh, I can't play, he would have been crushed. It would have been
absolutely
crushed.
Destroyed.
And instead, Simone got nothing but sympathy and understanding. She, did people crush her? No, they didn't.
No.
There's a difference. And the other thing, too, I think often, and I'm not saying all the time, Chris, a lot of times, too, and you could tell me if I'm off base, but even the female sports writers are there in support mostly of the female athletes. So they just... they're not going to be overly critical or trash them, or I just don't see it. Do you?
I mean, I don't know what their motivation is.
I don't see it.
We aren't very critical of our female athletes.
That's what I'm saying.
We just aren't, because it's just not like nobody treats the WNBA like they treat the NBA. I mean, largely because it's just really, to be honest, not really on people's radar.
Right.
Right? And we're just not critical of those female athletes the way we are. I mean, now, Serena gets some criticism. I would say that. And maybe that's because women's tennis is huge.
It's, and she's also gotten a lot of praise as well.
Right.
Like, but I don't think it's heavy-handed.
You hit it on the head, Rob. I mean, if LeBron pulled out of an NBA Finals game right before just because he wasn't feeling good, wasn't feeling like himself. Rob, we can say LeBron wasn't feeling like himself before they played Dallas, some of those games, those last three games, right? He played through it. And he got crushed for it and had to sit there after they lost, largely because he didn't play his game. And answer those questions.
Yep.
And he did it. And so if he had pulled out, if Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or somebody pulls out of a game right before, they will get destroyed. Now,
we saw it with Jay Cutler in that playoff game, Chris. You remember he got hurt?
And we saw it with Scottie Pippen with the migraines.
I was at that game at the Palace. At that time, Chris, I thought he would never recover from that. I really did.
Buried, destroyed. And look, I'll admit, even when you go back to the Cutler thing, which was, within the last 10 years.
Right, right.
The culture, the society has gotten more sensitive and more aware.
People
of
were ripping
health.
Them so, from yeah, their couches, right.
Right. If it happened, if a male athlete pulled out right before something, there would be many that try to understand and be sympathetic and all that. But there wouldn't be as many as looked out for Simone Biles. There would be a lot. And I know there were a couple. Our Doug Gottlieb, I think, was critical of Simone. There were a couple. But there would be more critical of a male superstar athlete. And that's just a fact. And here's where I want to say this before we go close, Rob. She said there are people praying for us to lose. Rob, I can only think, because again, it's not really coming from the mainstream media. They're not criticizing Simone Biles like that. I gotta believe, Rob, that is from social media. And I think a lot,
us all in together,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and I don't, and she didn't say, the regular media or social media, but my point is, the only way she could really, I think the only reason for her to think people were trying to root against her is because she may see some negative feedback on social media. And, you know, studies have shown that for every one negative comment you receive, there's different studies, but some say you need 5 positive comments to outweigh that negative one, or 7 or 9. It varies. But the bottom line is we respond more. We focus more as human beings. We tend to on the negative comments about us rather than the positive ones. And so my only explanation, Rob, for her saying that is that she has seen some vitriol on social media, and she takes that to feel like, oh, so many people are against me. She even said the other day she sees a few tweets and you feel like the weight of the world's on your shoulders. So that's probably where she got that notion from. But it's not, Rob, I can't think of when I've seen a mainstream media really be critical of her. And again, there were a couple here, but for the most part, there was overwhelming praise for her being strong.
Right, and, for her to be like, able to come out and do that and whatnot. I totally agree. I agree.
All right, we're going to throw it out to you. This is an interesting topic. We look forward to hearing your thoughts. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. What do you think of Simone Biles' comments? Is it tougher or even as tough to be a female athlete as it is to be a male athlete? Your turn to weigh in with the iCouple, Chris and Rob.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Let's get right to it. Your thoughts on Simone Biles saying it's harder on female athletes than male athletes.
All right, let's kick it off with Jabari in Michigan. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jabari?
Hey, how's it going, Rob and Chris? Thank you for having me on the show.
Yes, sir.
When I was reading, I listened to the comments and then I was reading the comments at the same time. I don't think she was really comparing herself to male athletes in particular. I think that she was saying that, like, it's just harder as a female athlete. So I think she's speaking from a athlete perspective. I think that it's like this. If she would have said it's harder as an athlete, I think you guys would have understand or get it. But I think that she was just talking about as an athlete, period.
Well, why do you
harder.
Think that? She didn't say that. She said it's hard on a female athlete.
Right, and that everybody's rooting against her.
But I do believe that there are a lot of people that are rooted against her. Because when she decided to withdraw, it wasn't just I know there are a couple of people from Fox Sports Radio, but there are people from clips from Fox News. There's people from NBC, even social media. There are people who was criticizing her for withdrawing. And people say that she quit. So I can understand from her perspective, and not only that.
But what's that got to do with being female? Even
right.
if there were, okay, maybe she
but
saw,
LeBron,
I saw
LeBron
a lot of praise. I saw a lot of praise. What was
yeah.
that?
I don't say, but she's not. But she's not compared herself to a male. She say as a female athlete, it's just harder. That's all. Like
why?
Harder.
Give me why it's harder. Give me one reason it's harder as a female athlete.
Hold on. Here's my thing. For her, as a female athlete, she's going there and playing the sport just like any other athlete and going through the pressure as what we call the GOAT of gymnastics.
Right.
And it's all that. And not only that, there were rules that were changed for her to make things difficult with her.
Yeah, like they changed the rules for Tiger Woods and Will Chamberlain,
other male
athletes.
No, it was not.
It's happened forever.
Why is it harder on female athletes? Give me one reason.
I just basically told you about just being an athlete, period. Like,
that's not what I asked you, because there's male athletes too. I agree. There's nobody in their right mind that would say any athlete at the Olympics isn't facing pressure, male or female. It's why is it harder on a female?
Why? I've been saying it before. About, okay, if she would have said that, hey, it's harder on an athlete, would you guys be okay with that?
That's a different statement. Yeah,
right?
That's
how is that different?
Because she said female.
Because we're asking.
Hang up on this dude.
You know what?
Come on.
And you could.
She said female, Rob.
And what you call it, Chris, I'm going to critique him as a reporter. He could, and Mike Tirico could have
said. He should have followed up, I think.
Could have followed up. Am I wrong, Chris?
What do you mean, a female athlete?
Right. What's extra? What's different? Female?
Right. I don't mean to go off, but I'm just saying. You, all I'm asking is defend your point.
No, you're asking, right, for somebody to give you something tangible. That's all.
Right. And then you're going to tell me something she didn't say. She didn't say it's hard on an athlete. She said it's hard on being a female athlete. I just want to know why.
Right. And it wasn't clarified there, so we don't know.
Right.
Keith in New Orleans, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Keith?
Hello, Uncle Rob, Uncle Chris, how y'all feeling?
Good, man.
Bro. How are you?
Good. Listen, you know, originally when she first came out, when she was juvenile competition, you know, I supported her because, gymnastics is inherently dangerous. Your mind and body have to be in sync. So I was fine with her withdrawing under those circumstances. But to say that, you know, she has a more difficult being a woman athlete than a man, that is inherently false because, like I say, we don't cover them. We don't pay attention to most women's sports,
right,
unless it's tennis, grand slams,
yep,
and women's soccer, you know.
And track and field. Sport, that's about it.
And track and field. Like, I don't follow women's sports at all. So I know even me personally, and I'm a sports fanatic, and I don't care about it. I don't want to talk about women athletes like talking about it. So I just think that, you know, she came from a societal perspective that women and men just, you know, the butting of heads of, you know, how we look at each other in society. I think that may have entered into her answer, especially being a black woman. I mean, that's a whole different thing. But this being a female athlete, nah, she overreached. I think she overcompensated.
Yeah. Right. I mean, nobody's denying sexism exists
in
society.
We get it. Yes,
right.
Chris.
But this was a whole
know.
Different context, right?
We needed something tangible. That's
right.
All.
I can't think of one. Like we said, the U.S. women's soccer team, they got an argument. Outside
they,
of that,
they,
I
they
don't
bring
know.
In more money than the men. And it ain't even, Chris, it ain't even up for debate.
Right.
It's on paper.
But otherwise,
Obi or no?
Go ahead, yes. One more. Go ahead, one more.
Squeeze real quick. Obi in Los Angeles. You're
How
in the
doing,
Odd
gentlemen?
Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's
what up,
buddy?
Brother?
Hey, man. So thank you again for taking my call. We talked about this before. I think this is a situation where she was not prepared for the level of scrutiny that she's facing and receiving, and she just didn't handle it very well. And as you know, lumping social media with sports reporting is unfair to you guys. I mean, I think that it's a reporting aspect. She's looking at it as a social media aspect,
yep,
not as a reporting aspect. So unfortunately, she got the two conflated.
That's what I said.
She's
got us all lumped together. She's
exactly.
Got, like,
and
social media.
Exactly. Right. And that's unfair. That's a very much unfair to you because you're not looking at it in the social media aspect. You're looking at it really to get more information. So
I wouldn't doubt. Look, I don't know what's being said about her or has been said about her on social media, but I wouldn't doubt that, you know, some knuckleheads, you know, they bring up her gender, Rob, you know, when she stopped playing, when she stopped competing, or even another
no
issue,
doubt,
they bring up her gender.
Right.
Oh, you women can't do that. So I get maybe that motivated her to say what she said. And I get that. But outside of that, like I said, these knuckleheads on social media, Rob, I haven't seen, there's no way. Women don't get the scrutiny. Female athletes do not get the scrutiny that male athletes do. All right, we got TJ Houshmandzadeh joining us in a few moments. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We got Rebecca in Oklahoma.
Yeah, we can go to a few more calls. We're waiting on Hoosh. So we can take a few more calls.
If you I want to hear from Rebecca.
Right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. If you want to weigh in on Simone saying it's tougher on female athletes. Go ahead, Rebecca.
Yep. Rebecca, you're on the Odd Couple of Fox Sports
thank
Radio.
Thank you. I didn't really hear her say we female athletes. Maybe she did. But you were saying that if LeBron James said, I don't feel like it, he'd get, you know, he's not going to die if he doesn't play basketball. When you're in the air and you don't know, it's called the twisties, and that's kind of a stupid term, but you don't know which way your legs are supposed to land. It's really dangerous. You could break your neck. A lot of things could happen. So I really hate that analogy.
Okay, how about if we use a football player? Because that's dangerous.
Yeah, that's fine.
Or a boxer.
That's fine, but she didn't just say, I don't feel like, that's not what you said if LeBron said that. If he said, you know, I'm lost, I can't.
He would get killed. If he said the exact same thing she said, he would get killed. He'd get crushed. And again, I get what she said about the gymnastics, Rob. Like, yeah, okay, you're in the air and you're spinning and all that. But I can't think that's more dangerous than football or boxing.
I don't think we're being hard on her. Just think that if guys bowed out, they would get crushed.
Deontay Wilder on his before he fights Tyson Fury, just ain't feeling it. Right before the fight, he getting killed. And nobody's gonna say, well, hey, if he wasn't on his game, he could have got maimed out there. So, all right, let's go to TJ Houshmandzadeh, former Pro Bowl wide receiver and co-host of Up On Game, the radio show Saturdays right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Where you been?
Man, I've been here. Where y'all been? Y'all got brand new on me. Y'all blowing up, so y'all forgot about Lil Brian.
Nah.
Hey, football's around the corner, bro, so we're going to be needing your wisdom.
I got
believe
you
that.
Anytime.
All right, well, let's start here. I mean, you're a great person to ask about this being a former wide receiver. In San Francisco, they are praising Trey Lance, right? I look at it like no rookie quarterback has ever led a team to the Super Bowl, let alone won the Super Bowl. Jimmy Garoppolo, for all his faults, he wins games. They're 22-8 with him, 7-27 without him. Do you think they should maybe go with Trey Lance as the starter over Jimmy G or go with Jimmy G?
You go with who gives you the best option to win. And I would assume that it's Jimmy G out the gate. But I'll say this. When they start talking about Trey Lance is having great practices, can Trey Lance possibly be the starter? Where there's smoke, there's fire. They're putting that out there for a reason. They're not just saying this to have us talk. They're saying this to see how the fan base reacts to it, how the teammates react to it. And so for them to even be considering he started 17 games in college. The problem with Jimmy G is the dude has played more than six games once in his entire career. And so he's just not available. His availability is always in question. So if they're talking about it, it's not a matter of if. It's just a matter of when Trey Lance will be in the lineup.
But let me I agree with you there. But at starting the season where you have a quarterback that did get you to the Super Bowl, right, and as a veteran player, what are you really like – I'm not saying that you can't see the talent in the player that you drafted and you think that there's a future for him and all that. But aren't you trying to, like, capitalize and hope that Jimmy G's healthy and he gives you a chance to get back to the Super Bowl or not?
Of course, but we're at practice every day. And so all the press clippings and the things that we hear on TV, the players are seeing that firsthand. And so if it's close, just with the athleticism that Trey Lance brings to the table, you go with the young guy. And the key will be this, though. This will be the key. The preseason games. And, oh, it's the preseason. No, it doesn't matter. That's a lot. I've seen guys make teams off preseason, so it does matter. If he can show that he can play in the preseason, watch what happens. If he shows it's too big, Jimmy G's going to start, but if Trey Lance lights it up in the preseason, watch what happens.
Well, I think, like,
what's your gut? You're saying watch what – what is your gut? Like, what's going to happen?
If Trey Lance plays well, if he plays well in the preseason, he will be the starter.
Okay.
If he does not, Jimmy G will be the starter. Nobody wants – they don't want to pay Jimmy G $24 million to sit the bench. That's right. What they don't want to do. And so I'm going to say Jimmy G's the starter. I just have a hard time seeing a guy that started 17 college games beating out an NFL vet that at one point was the highest paid player in the league.
Right, right.
So I just can't imagine. But Jimmy G's going to get hurt at some point. At least his history has shown us he's going to get hurt at some point.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I hope it don't happen, but he's probably going to get hurt at some point in the season, and then you put in Lance. Because that's why they even drafted him, right? Because
Jimmy G's
injury prone. Yeah,
he's been fantastic. I mean, I believe he's 24-8. You said 22. I think it's 24-8
if you include in New England. New England.
Yeah. Well, as a starter, yes, with the Patriots.
Right.
And so when he starts games, Jimmy G is that dude. He wins games. He say what you want. Oh, they don't throw today. He wins games. When he's not in the lineup, since he's been with the 49ers, they struggle to win games.
Yep.
But he's been hurt too many times. You can't be in the league as long as he's been in the league and you played more than six games one time. But that one time he did take him to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Quickly, Hoosh, we got about a minute and a half left. There's talk that maybe with Carson Wentz hurt, the Colts should go ahead and bring back Phillip Rivers.
No!
Thoughts on that?
If Jacob Eason shows he can't get it done – and you feel you have a chance to do something, why not? He knows the system. He's never been a mobile guy.
He was bad last year, Hoosh. Come on, man. He's done.
Okay, so what would you rather? Go with a guy, Jacob Eason, that he shows you he can't get it done and win two or three games, or try to scrape to get the last playoff spot, wild card spot? Oh, I know your answer. You would do the same thing.
I'm just saying, but Phillip Rivers, to me, I can't get with him. Nobody else in the country could throw a football?
We won't see 17 back under center. It's all on Jacob Eason. Do what you're supposed to do. Everybody wants an opportunity to play. Go do something with it.
What are your thoughts on Wentz's future? I mean, obviously he's injury prone. We talked about Jimmy G.
He couldn't even get into a preseason game.
So do you think he can bounce back? Obviously there's maybe mental challenges just from the struggles he's had recently. Physically, he hasn't seemed like the same quarterback that we saw in 2017. What do you see for the future with him?
It's going to be tough for him. You said 2017, man. That was a long time ago. He's going to have to figure out how can he stay healthy. He's going to have to figure out what's going wrong, but it's almost too late. Like they don't have time to wait on him. They don't have time. The Colts are ready to win now. They got to move now.
All right, that is our man, T.J. Houshmandzadeh, former Pro Bowl wide receiver. You can check him out here every Saturday on Fox Sports Radio with Up On Game. Great stuff, man. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys, man. Keep up the great work, fellas.
Thanks, all right, bro. Bud. Peace. We'll talk soon.
The Philadelphia 76ers, Rob, are doing everything in their power to get Damian Lillard to Philly. We'll tell you all about it next. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The Philadelphia 76ers just hired Phil Beckner as a coaching consultant. And if you didn't know, Rob, Phil Beckner is the longtime trainer of Damian Lillard. He's a former Weber State assistant coach. That's where Dame played at. And he's been training Dame for years. Look, I have no problem with this. I think it's a smart move. And I think the 70s, as long as it's legal, and the 76ers, man, it needs to happen. Dame needs to want to make it, should want to make it happen. The Sixers obviously would like to make it happen. I just would love to see Dame with Joel Embiid in Philadelphia. Remember, Tobias Harris would likely still be there too. Because, Rob, I think Philly needs to do something. Because I think Miami has moved ahead of them. And I'm not saying Miami's all that great, but Philadelphia, I don't think they're that mentally tough. I think Dame would help him in that area. I don't think they have leadership in that locker room. I think Dame would help him in that area. And they need to make a move, because if they come back with this same team, I don't know anybody that would think they're going to get out of the East.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you try to do what you can to get an upper hand. I don't think that that guarantees you that Damian Lillard's going to wind up in Philadelphia. It's a nice try. I remember when Danny Manning's dad was added to Larry Brown's staff at Kansas. You remember that? You know, like,
yeah, and he got Danny Manning.
Right. No, I know. I mean, it happens. But I'm not so sure this trainer has that much influence. You know what I mean? A lot of things have to go. So I
and remember, you heard what Mark Berman told us in the first hour, the New York Knicks beat writer for the New York Post. He said that they've hired a guy that's viewed like a mentor to Dame, right?
In New York. All trying their hand to see if it might, you know, sway them. But if he's going to have to pick between somebody. But I don't know. I mean, he still hasn't made that request, Chris, to be traded or whatever. Here we are. You know, it could have been done already if he's ready to move on. I'm not so sure he's ready to move on.
You probably should have done it before the draft.
Right. Let people know that you're really serious and they could have tried to do something.
Right. I'm with you. I've said this. I think he ends up staying in Portland one more year. You know, I wonder, and I said this before the Lakers did all their moves, but you know, he could look at the West and say, "Yeah, there's nobody out here is invincible."
And he could look at what happened with Milwaukee and with the small market. They won a championship.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're nearly as good as Milwaukee.
No, I'm just saying, but it's just like it could happen. It's not impossible.
Right. But now, and the Lakers, they got a lot of issues. I mean, they got to make it work as far as the fit. That's big. The age, that's big. So there are a lot of, as you said, things that have to go right for them to win it. But talent-wise, they are, I think, clearly the most talented team in the West. Now, whether or not it translates and they can stay healthy and all that and win the West, that's another thing. But I wonder if Dame looks at that like, you know, maybe it is time, because we're not going to beat that team if they're healthy or if they play well. If it works, we're not going to beat them. So does that lead him to go elsewhere? Now, I think him going to Philly, Rob, that would make them really good. I still don't think that puts them ahead of the Nets. But they're close. They're right there. I mean, if he went to Philly, then they would join Milwaukee and Brooklyn. It would be, man, it'd be three powerful teams at the top of the East.
Yeah, I'm just not so sure he's ready to make that move.
Yeah, it seems like it, but who knows? We will see. We will see. All right, I'm going to be up late. I think Rob's going to watch that game, or at least you said the highlights, huh? So
I'll watch the highlights.
Team USA, they got a tough one tonight. Australia, of course, Australia beat them in the exhibition game. Now, I get it. It was an exhibition game, but still. But we will see if Team USA can avenge itself and make it to the gold medal round. I believe, Rob G, that's the next. If they win tonight, they're in the gold medal game, correct? Against likely Slovenia with Luka Doncic, and that would be something. So, big game tonight. I'm tuning in. You NBA fans, I'm guessing you're tuning in as well. I think Team USA pulls it out with their pressure defense led by Kevin Durant on the offensive end.